Introduction. We want to make sure Tasmanians with disability are treated fairly and included in everyday life. We also want to make sure that people with disability are safe and that their human rights are protected. To help make this happen, a new law called the Disability Rights, Inclusion and Safeguarding Act was made in 2024 and started on 1st of July 2025. The new law says the government must create a plan that makes sure people with disability are more included and supported in Tasmania. This plan will be called the Tasmanian Disability Inclusion Plan, the plan. The plan will be for 4 years. The plan must include policies and actions for all areas of the Tasmanian government so that the objects, the purpose, and the principles of the Act are achieved. We explain more about the objects and principles of the Act below. Ensure that all areas of the Tasmanian government work together to provide universal services for people with disability. The first plan must be prepared by 1st of July 2026. When we ask people for their views on the plan, we need to use methods that take into account the needs and experiences of people with disability. In preparing the plan, we will consult with people with disability, disability advocacy organisations, disability peak bodies, disability representative organisations, defined entities, all areas of the Tasmanian government, such as state government agencies or government business enterprises, the public, the Disability Inclusion Advisory Council, the Tasmanian Disability Commissioner. Consult means asking what someone thinks and listening to their answer. This paper is about how we are consulting with the Tasmanian disability community to develop the plan. Act Objects Purpose. The purpose of the Tasmanian Disability Rights Inclusion and Safeguarding Act 2024, the Act, is to protect the rights of people with disability and support their full inclusion in all areas of life. This purpose is called the objects of the Act. We will do this by recognising we all have a responsibility to support people with disability in using their human rights and supporting and making changes to uphold the human rights of people with disability, which are included in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities and other international laws about human rights, and Australia's Disability Strategy 2021-2031, and putting in place rules for all parts of the Tasmanian government so that everyone understands what and how they are responsible for disability inclusion and what they need to do to be inclusive, and putting in place rules about the use of restrictive practices by disability services providers, and creating the positions of Disability Commissioner and Senior Practitioner, and setting up the Disability Inclusion Advisory Council, and making way for a community visitor scheme in the future, and putting in place rules about funding to support the above objects. The objects are included in full at Appendix 1 of this paper. Act Principles. The Act Principles are like the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. The Act Principles say people with disability should have the same rights as people without disability. The Act says that the way we consult and write the plan must have regard to the Act Principles. This means we have to follow the principles when we are writing the plan. The principles say why the plan is being developed, to increase the human rights of Tasmanians with disability, and how the plan should be developed. In developing the plan, we will use the Act principles to make sure services or programs are developed using what people with disability have told us are important to them. The voices of families, friends, and carers of people with disability are considered in the development of services and programs. Consultation with people with disability is designed and delivered together with people with disability and done in different ways so people with disability can participate in the way that works for them.